to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram, Ask Adam Torres, to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so I have Tris Millett on the line today. She is the photographer over at Home Team. Tris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam.
So I'm excited to get into what you're doing and kind of what kind of projects you're working on over at Home Team. But before we do that, let's just back up a bit. How did you get started in photography?
So it started off when I was pretty young. My father was a recreational photographer. So he kind of inspired me to really be interested in the mechanics behind the camera. And then from there, I took a class in high school, and I took darkroom classes all throughout high school, and now I study photography.
Wow. So can you give a little bit more insight into that early photography? So I'm just trying to picture, because that's pretty cool. I mean, I hear a lot of people that get into business based off of, you know, a parent figure or something like that. Like, what attracted you most to photography in the beginning?
I thought the camera was very interesting, the fact that this little apparatus could really capture these moments that were going to be gone, but it could pause those moments forever, and then you now have these windows into the past, and, you know, that lives on forever, and I think that's very important, and looking at the past and seeing physical evidence of what used to exist and what people used to do and all that is very important.
What kind of things did you like to shoot when you were younger?
When I first started, I think that nature and landscape photography were probably my favorites. As I've gotten older and as I've learned more about photography and studied photography, my favorite thing to photograph now is people, and I mostly focus on portraiture, and most of my personal projects or projects for school are on people, relationships, intimacies, and portraiture.
Mm. So a lot of business owners listen to this podcast, and you know, they're a lot of them are thrown into this new world of needing to be able to tell their story of, you know, their business, whether it be on social media or on other platforms, through their website, whatever else, through photos and through photography and brand representation. What kind of advice would you give to that business owner that's really hasn't really thought much about, you know, how they're graphically representing their business, but they know they need to make a change? Where would you tell them to start in telling their story?
I think that one of the most important things is to be visible on all different types of social media platforms. You know, almost any photographer nowadays that wants to especially work as a freelance photographer, you need an Instagram account, you need a website, you know, you want to have business cards. And even if you're great, it doesn't matter how good you are. If nobody knows you're out there, you really need that notoriety. So having a good network of people that know you and know how good you are and can rely on you, and then they, you know, talk to their friends and it just goes from there. I think that's like one of the best things to be a freelance photographer now. It's one of the things you really need.
It's awesome. Let's switch it up a bit. I want to talk more about what you're doing as a photographer over at Home Team. So what kind of projects are you working on nowadays?
So what I've mainly been doing over at Home Team is photographing the newly renovated homes. So Home Team gets a lot of rundown homes or older homes, and then they restore them completely. Once they're finalized and beautiful, I go there and I photograph everything, you know, every room, interior, and then I make sure that they're ready so that the clientele can see those photos, you know, so that they know what they're getting into when they want to go to a showing or purchase a house.
Mm. Any kind of trends that you're noticing in, photography and real estate's huge, and especially depending on the market, and you have so many ways to tell the story, and that you have to tell the story. You have to tell it to the potential buyer, maybe the investor, maybe the development company, all those different things. Are you noticing any, you know, trends in photography in your industry?
Yeah, so now it's very common that most real estate agents want aerial shots of the neighborhood, not just on-ground photos of the properties. So drone photography is very important. It's almost becoming necessary as a real estate photographer to actually have your license to fly a drone and have a drone so that you can bring those on all of your shoots.
Wow, that's cool. I didn't know you needed a license to fly a drone.
Yeah, I know. Me neither, until I had to get one.
That's awesome. So now you get to play with drones too. That's amazing. What about, and I haven't, I've seen ads. I haven't actually seen any of these things. And I feel like Instagram searched me or something like that for like these 3D imaging and all this other stuff to walk through. What do you think about all those things that are either happening or down the line?
I think it's really exciting, so that if people can't, you know, step foot into a house in person, that they have this way that they can see what the interior of the home will look like, and they can, you know, really like feel they're there. And a lot of what my company, what Home Team was thinking about doing at one point was I would, you know, go in with a head cam on, and I would actually film the home while I'm walking through it, so that they can get a first person perspective of what the inside of the property looks like. And all of that new technology is very exciting, I think, for real estate, especially because, you know, you can't always set up an appointment to go see the inside. So now we have all these things that we can access via the internet.
Wow. Do you think people will, and maybe they already are, so this might be me being naive, do you think people will start making buying decisions off those initial like visits like that?
I think that investors most likely will. I can't really see homeowners especially wanting to do it because they don't really want to be inside those houses. But investors or people who want to buy multiple homes, definitely I think that's something that they really value.
Oh, for sure. It's efficient. You don't want to fly, do this, do that. You can do a good walkthrough on there, and, you know, you might not catch everything. But, that's really awesome. So, Tris, if somebody wants to get a hold of you or wanted to see more of your projects, where can they find those?
So my website is trisred.com, and then my Instagram is trist.red. So if they go there, they can see all of the projects I've currently worked on for past gallery shows and anything I'm currently working on.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Tris, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show and definitely sharing your tips and also your past and future in photography. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really appreciate it. And Tris, thanks again for coming on the show. We'll be right back.